have you seen of their offense of late that you guys are really looking at?
They play hard. They have the ability to catch the ball and control it. They have the ability to get vertical, stretch you wide and bring you back inside. They do a lot of good things just off the line of scrimmage with their combinations of picks and, you know, quicks. They do a good job, man, overall. I know them pretty well, so I'm looking forward to it. Also, I think our group is for that challenge. They possess physical bodies, big bodies, and got speed, you know, short bodies to where they can get open in the flash. So we ready.
Specifically for Demarius, where does he kind of rank amongst the tougher guards in the league for you?
I don't know. He's been able to do some good things the last couple of weeks. Seeing him play on film, watching him be aggressive. Last Thursday night showed what his abilities are. We just got to be key on that and have our focus set on a target and try to come out and be victorious. I think less than that will, you know, suffice for us. But for him, he's been doing a really good job at the point of attack and attacking the football. His experience, it shows on film. He flashes. So I think he'd be key and aware of him at all times and what he's doing. I don't know if Emmanuel's going to play, but he's just as, you know, good as, you know, Demarius. So just got to be key and aware of both of those guys at all times.
Does it matter to you which quarterback plays at all, whether it's Paxton Lynch or Brock? Same thing?
I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, both of them, they deliver the football to the wide receiver, so. Yeah. One of them see things differently than the other. I mean, playing a quarterback, just playing them and trying to, you know, trying to make them make mistakes that we can capitalize on. I think that's the main thing when you go up against quarterbacks, trying to make them make mistakes, try to have them think too much so they can deliver the ball early or late. You be in a vicinity of when the ball is being released and capitalize on the play.
How different does your job feel when you guys get a pass rush like you had last week?
Well, I mean, it goes hand in hand. Secondary play, D-line play, D-line play with secondary play on the back end. They marry each other very well. When one's working, you know, the other one's going to be just as good. It's like a married couple. But one off, the other one's going to be somewhat off. So you try to get it all on the same page, and when we do, great things happen. You can see that. So you can't be more happy about that. Just got to keep feeding them, man. Just got to keep feeding them. Give them many plays they can. Keep going vertical. Get to that quarterback. You know, whatever incentive that is for them, they got to have it. We got to have them hunting so we can maybe, you know, cover them up on the back end.
What'll it be to play in front of fans on Christmas Eve? Does it make the holiday make it any more special?
It'd be pretty cool. Obviously, all holidays are special. It's time to get everybody together and family. And there's a lot of family going to be coming in town. So maybe the game day have to come out too and experience that. Hopefully, we can give them something, you know, to cheer for and come back with a win for them. So they can, you know, have that Christmas time, that Christmas day the next morning even be more sweeter. Open their presents and get Redskin gear, obviously. So we can continue that going and hopefully, you know, carry out with this win come this Sunday. That's what our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations, and hope that, you know, come true for us.